Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Alec Baldwin said perhaps his now former Orphans co-star Shia LaBeouf wasn't cut out for Broadway because stage acting is way different from that movie acting stuff. Well, Shia decided to go back on Twitter to address the situation, posting an email sent to him by the director of that play when he was still part of it. It said, "Don't be too surprised if Alec doesn't look up from the script much for the first few days. I suspect he's not nearly as prepared as you are."
Number four.
Now, just like last year, Jessica Simpson was back on Jimmy Kimmel's talk show promoting the new season of Fashion Star. And just like last year, she is pregnant this time around. When Jimmy asked about the second pregnancy, Jessica said she's sick all the time. And the crazy thing is, I never knew a wiener could make me nauseous. Well, since that went over Jimmy and the audience's head, Jessica explained, "I guess I just told the world I'm having a boy. I can't believe I just did that."
Number three.
Justin Bieber's been getting beat up in the press lately, and that can be very frustrating. So he decided to vent those frustrations in a 10-minute Twitter lecture. After Justin got it out of his system, he promised to continue being himself. He said, "I will continue to serve, to perform, to care, to love, to smile, to dance, to play."
Number two.
Miley Cyrus, very upset about rumors her fiancé Liam Hemsworth cheated on her with January Jones and caused her to call off her engagement. So she tweeted, "I'm so sick of L.A. and sick of the lies that come with it. I didn't call off my wedding." Then she said it, taking a break from social media. Hashtag draining. Well, apparently 2 hours is enough break because Miley logged back on and tweeted that her new music is going to shut everyone up.
Number one.
Kim Kardashian made a really quick trip from L.A. to Paris, flying out Sunday to join Kanye West for Fashion Week, hopping on a flight back to L.A. on Tuesday. But on the flight home, she started feeling very sick, and by the time the plane landed, she was in tears, convinced that she was about to have a miscarriage. So she went straight to the doctor as soon as she landed. Thankfully, the doctor said the baby's okay, but he did warn Kim she's going to have to slow down. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.